We are here in the brand new Titans Network Center, and I'm sitting here with Titans President and CEO, Tommy Smith. Now, Mr. Smith, talk to me about this new studio and why we built this and what we're going to do with it.
Well, you know, this is one of our new initiatives for this year, and I am absolutely delighted to see this. This is beyond what I had expected. This is Brian and the team, and you have done a spectacular job with this. I'm very, very proud of this. And this is what we want to do. We want to communicate more directly with the fans, and this will give us an opportunity on many fronts to do this in a very stylish way.
Now, you've made a lot of upgrades to this stadium, new concessionaire, there's free Wi-Fi, obviously this new studio. What was kind of the catalyst behind making those changes?
You got to change. You can't stay static. One of the things I promised the people, the fans and the people of Nashville, that the status quo of this organization was passed, and it's a new day. And in many ways, we'd grown stale, I have to admit it. And I thought that among those things, Wi-Fi, that's a technology that's widely spread. Everyone uses it today. We needed to do that. Actually, I had wanted that up and running for the 13 season, and I'm sort of an impatient type. I didn't realize how long it took to get Wi-Fi, but we have it now. Aramark, our new caterer, Don McLaughlin, led the search on that. I guess looked at a half a dozen different concessionaires, and we kept coming back to Aramark was the best, and I believe the fans are going to be very, very pleased. It is a significant change and upgrade from what they've had in the past, so I look forward to getting their feedback on that, and I know that the Aramark folks are as committed as we are to quality, service, and a reasonable price, so that's very important to us.
Now, you've been in this role for about 10 months now, and a lot of things have changed from the stadium to the coaching staff. What has this been like for you? Has this been a bit of a whirlwind?
It's been a great period. You know, we used the moniker 1-14-14. That's when things changed throughout the organization. And there's the visible things you're going to see. We got, of course, Coach Wisenhunt and his staff, which I'm delighted with. Most impressive staff I've seen in 40 years in our organization. We've also been able to do things internally inside the organization to promote people, to use people's talents to a better end. So it's evolutionary. We're going to keep moving. We're going to keep growing. Very pleased with the process, and yes, thanks to you and all your cohorts in the company, you all make it possible. I can come back with these ideas, but it's the execution side relies on the staff, and that's very much appreciated.
You've done a lot of things to show that you appreciate the fans, and you're really making an effort to kind of accommodate them more than ever before. Tell me about some of those programs.
Well, one thing in particular I'd like to point out is the service team that we have in the ticket sales office. We started a year ago in 2013, actually, as an experiment, and I was very pleased to see the group come together, the efforts they put forth, so we put them on full time now. So now our fans have a service rep. Not a salesperson, but a service rep that is there for them. And my goal is I want the service reps to have a personal relationship if possible. I want them to come meet our fans in the stadium, to walk up and introduce themselves. You may have talked on the phone. You may have been contacted with email or however. But walk up and say, how are you? Look you in the eye. If you have an issue, you want something, here's my card. This is how you reach me. Let me know how I can be of service. That's a tall order. I understand that. But over time, our ticket holders can expect at some point to meet their service rep. And if that doesn't happen, they're going to have emails and phone calls. They're going to know those numbers. So they know the team cares, and there's somebody they can communicate with and that is appreciative of their support and there to help.
What a great way to get the Titans involved with the fans and then show them what other things they can do to get involved with this team.
We need the fans' input. We want to hear from them. I think that the initiatives that we have undertaken here are productive, but I want to, what more can I do? You tell me, and we'll see what we can do. Like I tell the staff and everyone, we're going to throw 100 ideas up on the board. They all may not stick, but I'm open to alternatives. Don has had, I don't know, maybe 8,000 people come through in focus groups. We want to hear from our fans, and we do listen. I've read each and every comment, and we talk about them. I'm not surprised by many of them. A lot of them have been very constructive criticisms. We understand winning is what they want to see. We're committed to that. We're spending the money to do there. We've got a great coaching staff. I think we've got a young, exciting team. I'm pleased where we are. Got to get better in all fronts.
So the Titans are in a lot of new initiatives right now. They're doing things with Heads Up Football. They're doing things with Play 60. What made you want to be involved with so many different community things?
It's essential that the Titans be involved in our community. The community supports us so greatly, and there's just not enough ways that we can pay the community back. These new initiatives, some have come from the league. We have things that are actually going to start seeing on a year-round basis we haven't announced yet. We've always had a fairly good outreach. We're going to do better. We need to do better in that aspect. I believe in volunteerism. I believe in commitment. The fans are committed to us. I'd like to have our players, our coaches, our employees known in the community. I think that connectivity is very, very important.
And the fans have been so supportive of this team over the years through the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've been selling out games. They've been here through everything. What are you trying to do to show these fans that you appreciate them?
To the fans, I hope they will see that we're spending money and doing things like the Aramark transactions, improvements to the stadium. We're committed to the ingress and egress, whether it be from when they leave their home to the time they get back. I'm concerned about all that. One of the initiatives is to be more hospitable, and I hope that what the fans will see when they come in is more of a Disney approach, where you really feel that you're welcome, okay, and that you're known, and that you feel that you're at home here, because this is their home. This is, and that's the way it should be. That's an ongoing process, I understand, but it's that type of thing to the fan. We're committed to winning in terms of the free agents that we brought in. When we got Ken, I told him to go hire the best coaches. I want them to know that the organization and the family is committed to building an organization that this community can be proud of. And every day we get up, we think nothing more than that.
Well, and you're showing that by being so present in Nashville. You're in and out of here all the time. What makes you feel like it's important to be here in Nashville?
Somebody asked me what's the best thing about Nashville. I said, it's the people. This is a great town. I love our business. I like seeing each and every one of you. And I have a visceral feel for what each person does. And it helps me to, once again, I keep using this word connected, but that's what I'm trying to do. I'm very committed to growing the company, listening to what needs to be done. That's what I'm expected to do, and that's why I'm here.
What are your top goals for the Tennessee Titans this year?
One step at a time. I'm looking for incremental improvement in every area, on and off the field. Ken thinks we could get a home playoff game. Wouldn't that be great? I don't want baby steps. We take those. We've already gotten past that. Now we're going to go to the big steps. So that's what I'm looking for this year. I'm looking for every one of us to excel and to get better. Once again, we're not going to fall back to the status quo in any area.
Well, we're so glad that you're here, and we're so excited about what's to come with the Titans. And I thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today.
Well, Amy, it's a pleasure always, and thank you. And we look forward for bigger and better things.
Well, thank you so much.